Welcome to Street Knowledge with Chris Graham.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Chris Graham, and we're going to talk today, kind of updating where we were last week, talking about the now ongoing Vax the Valley series of events being sponsored by the Central Shenandoah Health District, Augusta Health, Augusta Medical Group, related to COVID-19 vaccinations and the effort ongoing to get more folks vaccinated against COVID-19. And we have with us today Laura Lee White from the Central Shenandoah Health District and Isaac Izillo from Augusta Medical Group. Welcome to the show, Isaac and Laura Lee.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And so we'll start with Laura Lee. The ongoing effort to get people vaccinated, this Vax the Valley series, an important series of events. The next event coming up this coming Saturday at Barron Ridge Vineyards from 1 to 7 p.m. We'll talk more about that. But maybe, Laura Lee, just update us on what the Central Shenandoah Health District is doing, maybe across the board, to both, you know, get more people vaccinated, but also educate and maybe get those who are reluctant or have some questions about vaccinations to kind of, you know, think through this a little bit more and maybe get themselves vaccinated.
Absolutely. So an interesting trend that we've been noticing within the health district over the past couple of weeks is our first dose COVID-19 vaccinations have actually surpassed our second doses. So what that means is there are more people coming to our clinics asking for a first dose or basically their first vaccine rather than coming back and returning to get their second dose. People are still doing that and getting their second dose, but that's a really great trend to see. That means that more people are deciding to get their COVID-19 vaccine. And there's a variety of reasons why they might be deciding. Right now's the time. I think a lot of people are worried about the Delta variant, as they should be, in regards to, being exposed to COVID-19 in your community when you kind of felt like you might have been a little safe. But also, I think people are seeing their neighbors, their friends, family, their fellow coworkers getting the vaccine. They see that it's safe and they feel comfortable now getting it. The Central Shenandoah Health District is continuing to engage with community partners and community organizations to provide COVID-19 vaccine clinics throughout the community. We also have COVID-19 vaccine clinics at our offices throughout the health district. But more importantly, we're also really trying to have one-on-one conversations with individuals about, you know, any sort of questions they have about the vaccine and hopefully address any vaccine hesitancy they have. We're doing this through going to, you know, community events, engaging with community leaders. We have a community information team that's going door to door and providing information about upcoming clinics and having these conversations about the COVID-19 vaccine.
Isaac, maybe on a similar note, I'm noticing from the weekly update from Augusta Health and Augusta Medical Group, in addition to, of course, as we're talking about the Vax the Valley event coming up this weekend, there will be community-based clinics at the Augusta County Fair, outreach at the Bluegrass in the Park in Stanton, which is tonight, Grooving at the Greenway, Salvation Army. I mean, so you guys are going all over the place. People coming to the large on campus clinics is great. People coming to the offices are great, but you're going out in the community to try to get to people and kind of be where they are.
Absolutely. I think that's a multifactorial approach that you have to take. You have to be present where they are at, that enable us to have conversations, answer questions, and just be present when someone is ready to have a vaccine, that we're there ready to give it to them. So I think you just can't be one dimensional. We're going to be persistent and be out in the community. Our providers' offices, I think, is key. Our providers here at Augusta Health continue to have these conversations with unvaccinated individuals and stress the importance. And we're following it up with availability. So we're just going to be constant with that approach.
34 vaccinations, I believe, was the number at the first Vax the Valley event this past weekend in Stanton. Coming up this weekend at Barron Ridge Vineyards from 1 to 7 p.m., Barron Ridge Vineyards in Fishersville. Great central location between the two big communities in our area. Laura Lee, what are the goals? Number goals maybe is one thing, but also I know that this isn't just for new vaccinations. These vaccinations are also celebrations of vaccinations, and those who have already been vaccinated are invited to attend as well.
Absolutely. You know, when we look at the adult population within Stanton, Augusta, Waynesboro, who received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, we're hovering at around close to 64%. And that's an average for Stanton, Augusta, Waynesboro. That's great. I mean, honestly, we need to really celebrate the progress that we've made in the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. We still have some ways to go. And so these events really allow for us and the community to celebrate how far we've come, and also provide us with an opportunity to go even further. I think also, you know, and Isaac can attest to this, when we were at the event on Saturday in Stanton, there really was this feeling of community that I think a lot of people are missing and have missed during the pandemic due to, you know, social isolation. And so I think being able to bring people together, have great music, you know, great food at Barron Ridge Vineyards with the Delicious Marina food truck going to be there as well. And just having community involved is really important. And I'm glad we can rally people around the COVID-19 vaccine.
Isaac, maybe if you have any stories to share from folks that you may have interacted with at the Vax the Valley event this past weekend, in terms of people who maybe were first timers, you know, those who were reluctant, but, you know, a few months into this decided, hey, it's my turn now to get vaccinated. Anything like that that seems like, you know, could be educational maybe for others who are still sitting on the fence right now?
Yeah, we had a mother-daughter duo come. The daughter has been fully vaccinated for a long period of time, and the mother has been very hesitant. And it was about a 30-minute persistent conversation and education that we provided her, not only provided her the education, but let her know the safety aspect that we had there that day, the compassion that we were presenting to her to ultimately be vaccinated. So I think, you know, a lot of family members came to support their loved ones to be vaccinated. We had teenagers, 12 and up, to receive vaccines, which we'll be offering this weekend. Even though it's at Barron Ridge Vineyards, it's for individuals 12 and up. We'll have the right vaccine for those individuals. So it was a great sense of unity and family. And I think Laura Lee described it best about the great sense of community.
Mm-hmm. Laura Lee, talking about the CDC, amending its recommendations yesterday for some communities. And I know that was sort of left vague, at least from what I've been able to read. But I think more people are now starting to realize, hey, this Delta variant is pretty serious. And those who are not vaccinated could certainly be at risk. And I know that those who are vaccinated can still carry the viral load. Is there anything different that folks should know from the health district's perspective with those new words from the CDC from yesterday?
Sure. So I think first and foremost, you know, VDH and the health district has always maintained that getting your COVID-19 vaccine is, you know, the best course of action for protecting yourself and your family from the COVID-19 virus. You know, VDH is currently looking at the CDC guidelines and will be coming out with some recommendations probably the next coming days for the Commonwealth of Virginia. So definitely look to see what those recommendations will be. But overall, I think we have to remember that, you know, besides getting vaccinated, you know, if you feel uncomfortable being in a community and not wearing a mask, if you want to wear a mask, you can still do so. And I think that if that's the best decision for you and your family, then you should go ahead and do that. But remembering that getting the COVID-19 vaccine really is the best course of action. And if you haven't gotten it, now is the time.
And also maybe just keep vigilance here. You know, if I think we've learned in the last year and a half, if you feel sick, if you feel like you have a cold, it could be a COVID or whatever else, maybe just get yourself tested and find out. And also a lot of us have the ability to work from home, or have had the ability to work from home. So, you know, the ethic used to always be, man, I never miss a day of work. I was sick, but I would go in and work. And I think we're learning that we need to be a little more careful with ourselves and with others in that respect. Not just if it's COVID, if it's a cold or anything else, we can pass viruses around. Maybe we can be a little more vigilant about that as well.
I am so glad you said that, Chris. And I think, you know, really we all have to be stewards of our community health. And part of that is taking care of ourselves. And if we have the privilege to be able to stay home, if we are feeling unwell, to definitely go ahead and do so and not, you know, take that approach of just struggling through and showing up anyways. Of course, you know, not everyone in our community can do that. But if you are able to, definitely that's important. And you also brought up another really great point. Even if you are fully vaccinated and you are experiencing symptoms of COVID-19, you potentially had an exposure, you know, it's still a good idea to get tested. So there's a lot of really great resources on the VDH website in regards to testing. And there's a lot of local locations throughout the Stanton, Augusta, Waynesboro area where you can get tested for COVID-19.
So, Isaac, how are things at Augusta Health, Augusta Medical Group? I know that the large on-campus vaccination clinics are still ongoing. You guys are still going out in the community. I know the effort's still there on the part of Augusta Health and Augusta Medical Group. Talk about those ongoing efforts.
Yeah, we're gonna keep the pedal down. We're not gonna be lifting it at all, and it's just that important to our community. So we're gonna continue out in the community, doing these events like Bluegrass in the Park and in the fair and such. We're gonna continue our efforts in our primary care physician offices, so people can schedule appointments there. They don't need internet or anything to do so. They just need to call. We're going to be going to universities, Mary Baldwin. We're going to be going to Blue Ridge. We're going to be going to schools in our area. So we're not going to lift this at all and hopefully finish across the finish line to help our community be safe.
So the Vax the Valley event for this weekend is at Barron Ridge Vineyards in Fishersville from 1 to 7 p.m. We'll have more details on our Augusta Free Press website. Isaac Izillo, Laura Lee White, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Chris.
Thank you for listening to Street Knowledge with Chris Graham. Get up to the minute local news, politics, and sports online at AugustaFreePress.com.